Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, but the stars of our show are the gentlemen here that join us each and every week. Vince Ferragamo, former quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams, fearless quarterback leading the Rams to the Super Bowl in 1979. Vince, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be on the show again.
And alongside Vince, the guy, the stalwart in the offensive line guy, 14-time Pro Bowler, one of the toughest tackles in the NFL history, the one and only Jackie Slater, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, how are you?
I don't want to say hi, Jackie, because people might think someone's going to steal things here in the studio. We don't want to be hijacked. How's it going this week? We got, what are we, week 11 now on the show?
Week 11. Wow, the time has flown, hasn't it?
Jackie, can you believe it's 11 weeks already?
Already, man.
It's the turn of the halfway mark already through the season, but things are becoming more defined,
yes,
I think, as
are.
We look forward to
the
playoffs.
In the 20 years that I played, I never played 1 year that went by this fast.
Oh, God.
What is with it? Everything goes into the holiday season already. I can't believe this is the midpoint of the season,
right,
for gosh sakes.
Well, it seems like you have games every night. You have a Thursday night game. You have a Sunday night game. You have Sunday all day.
I like
Monday
that.
Night football.
I like
there's
that.
A lot of this is football time.
If
right
I were
now.
Playing today, I would not like the schedule because it's hectic to have to chop up a month like that. But, I mean, for a fan watching football, you can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
You're going to watch it and love every bit.
Well, we were talking about, being bye weeks and all that kind of stuff. What does that mean to you guys? You were players, and I hear the announcers say, they got a Thursday night. They don't have to play till next Sunday. They got a couple extra days. Is that a big difference for you guys as players?
Well, I tell you, we didn't have bye weeks when we played. I don't remember. We played 16 games. We had four preseason games. And when I first joined the team back in 1977, we had six preseason games. So there was really not much time off. So you had to heal from week to week. But now with the bye week and the short weeks, I mean, when you play on Thursday night football and you have a Sunday game, that's a short week, and that's less time to prepare.
And when you talk about healing, Jackie, when you guys had injuries, you didn't go out on the five-week defensive relaxing
None of that.
Had to be ready for the next week's game, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I mentioned this to you guys, the Players Association, in their agreement with the league, has mandated that players, once you break training camp, can only practice in pads 10 times.
That's it?
10 days in pads during 16 weeks. Now, Vince, I was around long enough to have had the bye week, and I can tell you that bye week is refreshing to a guy because you get to heal up. If you're playing...
Hang on. Hold on. I wanted you to explain the bye week to us, Jackie.
Okay.
We got to take a quick break. We'll come back with more. It's On Point Live. Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo. We'll be back. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Step into the world of Harmony Cheese, where Wisconsin's finest dairy traditions come to life. Our master cheesemakers have perfected the art of crafting exquisite cheeses using only the freshest, highest quality milk. Indulge in our signature Golden Age cheeses, a collection of handcrafted masterpieces that will tantalize your taste buds. Savor the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange hopper jelly, the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester, or the bold, complex flavor of our Merlot cheddar. Harmony Cheese is more than just cheese. It's an experience. Every bite is a journey through the heart of Wisconsin, where passion and craftsmanship meet to create culinary delights. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com and discover a world of flavor that will leave you craving more. Visit our website at harmonycheese.com.
We are back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Jackie, before the break, you were getting into it, and we don't want to limit you ever when you get into a dissertation, Jackie Slater.
We're
talking about bye week, right? Yeah, you played into the seasons when they had bye weeks,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, and I played during the seasons with Vince when we had no bye weeks and we played all those games. And I can tell you, Vince, that the difference in the way I felt after a week off, not playing a Sunday game, it was like night and day. It really gives you an opportunity to refresh yourself. That was one of the real positives that I think the union and the league, you know, came in agreement on.
And it depends on what time of the season that occurs, too, Jack. It could come halfway in the season, come early in the season.
Yes.
But, yeah, that is refreshing to know that you have an extra 10 days or 12 days to prepare. But it gives you an extra week to prepare for your opponent, which is a definite advantage for that team.
All right, let me ask you this, Vince. You're in the quarterback. You're in that protective pocket. You get a little more time to relax there. Jackie's right there. Don't look at me like that. Jackie's right there on the front line. I mean, is it a little more comfortable, even though sometimes they can clean your clock with a blind side or something here? Is it better or worse? What?
Well, no, I just think, as I mentioned before, it's preparation that really matters. And, you know, the quarterbacks, I mean, we all have to work. We all work at the same level. And it's just a little more physical for the front line to play. But you can see today's football is so much more geared to the emphasis is now for the great teams or the running, the way they're running the football, that there's more emphasis on power runs, different variations of line blocking schemes up front that can get you to move the ball down the field, control the ball, and the best teams are the teams that can run the football.
I agree, and yeah. I think that's one of the things that we're going to be seeing, and it's starting to show its rear its head this particular season.
Yes.
And it's because of the way money is being spent, the way the priorities are being set. The priority is the passing game, the quarterbacks, the wide receivers. These are the stars of the game. The pass rushers are the stars.
But you have to protect those guys, Jackie. Yeah. You got to open holes from the offensive. People don't understand that. The line play is so important. It's a fundamental, sustainable project that teams have in place.
Right.
And then for pass protection, you notice the great quarterbacks, they're always thinking about protection. Where are my schemes? Where do I have the hot receivers? Where am I protected? And that's where the emphasis is built on offenses, and that's how they play today.
We're going to talk about that. You ever have a chance or a time in a game when everything broke down and somebody really cleaned your clock? Did you ever get up a little upset?
The blind side, look. Sometimes.
When you got blindsided.
Why would you ask that question?
I'm just wondering.
You shouldn't be asking him.
We're going to talk about this later in the game.
No, it really affects Jackie, too, because Jackie was on my front side.
Did you yell at him? Did you ever yell at him for not protecting you?
Things happen. things happen. Sometimes they go right, they go wrong. But you know what? You can't blame him. It's a team game. Right?
Well, we're going to talk about some guys that were yelling here a little bit later on. But let's get into it. This is week 11. Let me ask you guys this.
Yes. Go ahead.
Everybody's saying Detroit Lions. They say, yeah, they got that great coach, but he's a little bit off sometimes. I'm not sold on Jared Goff. He's a great quarterback, but sometimes he lets down. What do you have, like 5 interceptions this last week's game?
Wow.
So where are we with the Lions? Are they for real? Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater have at it.
Well, let's see. Detroit came into this game. You know, Jared Goff had thrown more touchdown passes than incompletions. So the ball was going the end zone more. It was falling on the ground in the last 6 weeks.
They don't have that stat, more completions than incompletions.
No, they
that's
don't.
A big one.
That's right. That's an amazing stat. I mean, Corey came up with that stat, but it's fantastic. But that shows you the way Jared Goff is playing the game right now. And Campbell has a lot to do with it. I mean, that physical nature in the pocket, throwing the ball, and they have everything built around the quarterback. It's a great system. I love their offensive coordination between quarterback and offensive coordinator. I like the strength that this team has, and they're playing great on defense. They got behind 23-7 in that game. They came back second half, and Coach Campbell was being interviewed at halftime, Jackie. During his interview, he came out and said, "We need to turn this around. We need to get some turnovers on defense." And right when he said that, guess what happened?
An interception occurred. You know, one of the things that I think people really need to take a look at is the schedule that the Detroit Lions had in play. Now, I love Jared Goff. In fact, I wish he were still a Ram. But when you think about what they had to endure, now just think about this for a moment. Okay. Relative to being rested, the Texans hadn't played since Halloween on Thursday.
So they had the extra time.
The Texans were rested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Advantage.
And look what the Lions did. The Lions were playing their 5th consecutive game since their week 5 bye, and they were in their 4th road game in 5 weeks. And to magnify that, to make it even worse for them, they had stops in Dallas. You know, that's a high-profile game, whether you beat them or not. It's a high-profile game. There's a lot of pressure on teams when they go to Dallas to play and try to beat them.
Maybe not this year, but
there's pressure to go to Dallas. Okay. Trust me.
Okay. And what about divisional games?
Dallas, if you want to be successful in the National Football League and get those all pros hung on your rafters, you have got to go show up big in New York, Dallas, San Francisco, and L.A.
Get me a uniform. I'm going to Dallas this year.
But listen to this other thing. It was their 4th road game in 5 weeks, as I said, with stops in Dallas and then conference stops in Minnesota, Green Bay, and then finally Houston. That's a lot of pressure on a football team. That's a lot
tough.
Of intensity that you have to maintain over a period of time.
Does it build up as you go into the second half here, knowing that you got the playoffs coming up? There's a little more pressure on top of that for all teams, right?
Well, especially divisional games, because, Michael, if you win a divisional game, it's like winning 2 games, okay? So you really have to stay abreast of, you know, of your competition. And that in those games, like Jackie said, deserve a lot of attention. I mean, you have to go out and play well in those games because you have to win your division to get in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where it all boiled down. But, you know, just take nothing away from Detroit. They were playing perhaps one of the toughest teams in the AFC, too. DeMeco Ryans has this team play C.J. Stroud's conversation with Tony Dungy. Not only, hey, do we talk football? They didn't talk football. They talked about how do I be a better person.
Better leader.
Is an all-around quarterback that's been playing so remarkable. I mean, from his rookie season to his second. Sometimes they say the second season is the drop back. You know, you fall back. You don't play as well. But he's a sharp quarterback, does everything, attention to detail, does everything you need to do to win football games.
Houston's looking pretty good this year.
Even though they had a
few losses here now. But if you live in Texas, you might be looking at Houston right now as some chance to get you into the playoffs.
That's right.
Sure.
Yeah,
what's going on with Dallas since we're talking about them?
Oh, my goodness.
What's with the quarterback? He's out now? Is that the deal?
Well,
the highest paid quarterback in the game right now, Dak Prescott?
I don't know. First of all, he's got a hamstring injury that's going to require surgery. Mm. And I got to tell you, you know, I played a lot of football over those 20 years and everything. And one of those years, I pulled my hamstring and I missed 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. No, I got a hole in the back of my leg right now. You can see where it snapped loose. No one ever said anything to me about having a surgery.
No.
I've never heard of anyone having a surgery on a hamstring in all of my association with this great game.
Well, you remember when Joe Namath joined the Rams, don't you remember, Jackie?
Yeah.
And he had a bad hamstring. He couldn't even move.
Joe Namath could not run.
He never had surgery.
He could not.
And the Rams signed him?
He could not contract.
Wait a minute.
He had a muscle in his leg. He could not contract the hamstring in his leg.
He had no hamstring.
And the Rams signed him because?
Because he was Joe Namath.
Because
he could play. He could still play. With or without a leg, he could still play.
Did he sell you some long-term care insurance for Social Security?
Well, that came later. That came later in his career. That's his second career.
That's good. So hamstrings are tough, though, because I wasn't a player, but I worked in the hill in my backyard once and pulled the hamstring. It took months to get over it. I can imagine when you're a player, you don't have months to recover. What do they do? Tape you? What do they do to prepare you?
I used to have no respect for the injury. Because I would be out there working, and I would see all the little guys that all they have to do is run routes and play defense. And I would be thinking to myself, "What? How can you let a hamstring keep you from practicing football?" Yeah. And then as soon as I popped mine, after I popped my hamstring, from that point on, when I saw a man with a hamstring, I said, leave him alone. Let him rest. He's got a bad injury over there. It's a very serious injury.
Now, this Detroit team, this is Corey Marino, our producer. This was just the third win in the last 30 years by a team that threw five or more interceptions in a game, and it might be the best Lions win ever. They just found a way to come back. You mentioned they were talking about it, and the coach said, we're just going to take a little bite at a time, and that's what they did.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They are resilient, that's for sure. And, they're the team to look forward in the NFC.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to take a little bit of a break here. We're going to be coming back on the show. And when we come back, let's look and kind of analyze the teams and see where we're at with all the guys. Vince, I think you've made some picks for winners already, haven't you?
Well, I've got a few in mind, so we'll share that with our viewers here in a minute.
Be right back on Point Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. You get these guys going, they start to roll, and we're here every week at this time, so we hope you'll make it a habit. We're going to kind of recap some of the games from last week. Let's get into some of these games. You had this game, the Ravens, the Bengals. Did that game ever end? Did it end up 35-34?
The first time they played, it was a high-scoring affair, too, decided by 1 point. And, you know, this Bengal team with Joey Burrow has been just – so great on offense.
They're gelling.
They're just right there, you know, coming from the Super Bowl a few years ago. But this game, to me, Jackie, could have been one of the best games that I think I've seen in the last decade if it wasn't for the lack of officiating.
So you want to
in the last of the game.
You want to put
I have a problem with the official calls.
You better be glad you're not an NFL coach. Well, you would get fined talking about
that's
the
officials. Fine. I'm going to talk about it now because I'm not a coach.
Sound it out, Vince. Give us what's your problem.
All right. So the officials now are controlling the outcomes of these games. I don't like that there's a lack of integrity in the officials now. And this game was decided on a 2-point play. The Bengals came back. It was a great game. Joey Burrow had 426 yards passing. Lamar Jackson had 290 yards, both 4 touchdowns, no interceptions on either team. It was a great game. And you hate to see it being decided by a lack of a call by an official for a face mask or an illegal hit in the end zone. And these are very open. I mean, they're very obvious, these plays that were called, and they weren't called. And that would have put the ball back on the 1 yard line. Let the team go and see if they can score from the 1 yard line. I mean, you know, they had no call. The game was over. And you go, what happened?
Okay, Vince, you got your piece out. I can tell when Jackie, and you listeners can tell, when he's got something to say, he takes that pen and he starts pounding on this, and you guys, you know that he wants to come in. So, Jackie, the microphone is yours.
You know, I'm listening to Vince, and sure, all of that has some relevancy in the outcome of a game. But I look at things that are perhaps a little bit more important than a call like that. In my opinion, you have to factor in how good this Baltimore Ravens offense really is. They've got the top rusher in the National Football League, Derrick Henry, pushing on 1,000 yards at this point. They got him. Then they have their quarterback has 500 yards rushing. And not only that, but they've got an offensive coordinator that's come in and connected with Lamar Jackson in such a way that he is more efficient from the pocket. Now, from the pocket, Vince, you always want your quarterback operating from the pocket first. He's more efficient from the pocket now than he ever has been. The Baltimore Ravens, in my opinion, are one of the most dangerous teams in the National
Maybe
Football
League. Maybe the best team.
Maybe the best
now,
overall team.
I'm not disputing that.
Ain't even talking about
hold
the defensive
it, gentlemen,
side
hold
of the ball.
It. But Jackie,
not even talking about
Jackie,
defense.
Okay, so you're not necessarily blaming the refs. Let me just ask you this. What has changed from the playing days of Big Bad Jackie Slater to the show here right now? If that call would have been made when you were there, you would have been all over him like Vince, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would have. All I would have been all over. That's all right, true.
Jackie, what did I tell you? Who is the hardest offense to cover and to defend in the NFL?
You said Baltimore and especially because of the new offensive coordinator.
Right, and this has made such a big difference in Lamar Jackson's play. And, you know, he's one of his best friends now, I'm sure, along with Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. But you know, this is the way it goes in the NFL. Now, I mean, if you are talented, not only physically talented, but you have the mental approach to approach each game and prepare each game, the games are going to win and lost because of the ingenuity on offense and defense.
Two great teams. That was a great game. Ravens 35, Bengals 34. Yes. Let's take a look at San Francisco. They're starting to come back. 49ers over the Bucks, 23-20. Baker Mayfield, these guys can do anything they want at any time. You never can tell. Tough game. Let's start, Jackie, with you. What's your thoughts on this game?
Well, when I think about Tampa Bay in particular, I can't help but think of Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield, to me, you know, he's been an enigma to a lot of people over his career because he wasn't as successful in his first stop, and then he came to the Rams and he wooed everyone. And now Baker Mayfield has been treated like the royalty that I think he should be treated like, and it's the leadership. I mean, I watched this guy on the pregame at the last game that they played. He came into the stadium and he walked that entire stadium. and he looked, and you could just look at him and see confidence just oozing from his body. If I have a quarterback that is smart, is capable, and is confident, then I'm going to play a whole lot better.
And he passed it down to his players. I've seen interviews where he talks about, brings the player under his arm in the post-game interview, talks to him. That's a guy that's the leader. And as a former quarterback, you're in charge on that field, Vince Ferragamo. You got to get the team to play for you also.
Right. His grit was unbelievable, and he's been playing like that all year long. But you saw the play with Nick Bosa trying to grab him on the arm, and he was still fighting him off.
Still
completed the ball down the field. It was a remarkable play. I mean, everybody was talking about it. And you love when your leader exemplifies that kind of strength and that kind of non-quit.
Now,
you know,
it's funny that Vince is saying that, because his brother coached him in high school and instilled that unique quality in him as a leader. I played Michael with 20.
Wait a minute. His brother was
Vince
Lombardi?
No,
oh, yeah.
You know, his brother.
High school Vince Lombardi.
His brother coached him in high school. But this is the point that I'm making.
I didn't know that.
I played with 21 different quarterbacks as a starting quarterback with the Rams over the 20 years that I played. And I could pick the ones on one hand that I would really want to play in a big game with. And the reason why I would choose those five guys is because of just what Vince said. They had a leadership ability. They had an aura about them. They had a we played Super Bowl 14, and we were in the huddle. We were so excited to get to the line of scrimmage and try to get after Joe Green and all those guys. And Vince called a play and didn't even give us the protection until the last minute. And we went up there and operated it beautifully because we knew he was in charge. He was communicating with his receivers. Just didn't make that call, that protection call that time. But we were all on board because we knew he was in running the show.
And your favorite Ram quarterback of all time was?
Vince Ferragamo.
Wow.
The only one that ever took us to the Super Bowl.
Give me the $20 later.
let's talk a little bit. Okay, let's talk about
Michael,
the 49ers. These guys.
Oh,
the 49ers. We have a lot of 49ers.
Yeah, what about that sideline altercation there in that
49ers? Well, Debo Samuel, he had a run in with the kicker and the special teams. But you know what?
What was that all about?
The 49ers now, as you've seen, let's just summarize real quick that Christian McCaffrey has added a whole new level to this offense. They're great on offense. They're great on defense. You know where they're losing all their games?
Where?
On special teams. I don't have one iota of confidence in their special teams. Moody missed three field goals. They blew a game against the Rams on special teams. They've blown the game against Arizona special teams. They're just losing everything. It's three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams.
Absolutely.
You got to be prepared to play. And now I can see Debo Samuel's frustration on the sideline, Jackie.
You know what I thought about this? Now, I'm a little bit more sympathetic toward Debo Samuels and his actions, perhaps, than most people would be. I remember being in practice and sweating and out there at Cal State Fullerton, and it was hot and smoggy and working hard and looking forward to a water break. And then the whole time we were doing this, the kickers and the punters were sitting over there sipping on the Gatorade and not exerting anything, waiting until the last 15 minutes of practice so they can come out and kick and then go on home. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking to myself, when we get to the games on Sunday, we want you to deliver. And if you're not delivering, then I'm thinking, what, you should have been kicking instead of drinking all the Gatorade. So I can understand how Debo Samuels may have felt as a route runner in a sophisticated offense, a ball carrier in a sophisticated offense, and then have two guys decide the outcome of the game, and they have the least amount of physical work than anybody.
Well, maybe this is a reflection on the coaching step, the offensive coordinator. I'm not coordinator for the special teams, Jackie, because you can't hit a coach.
No, you can't.
But I can hit a player. I can, my buddy, I can slap you. Come on, man, let's get this thing going.
Come on.
What's wrong with the special teams coach?
Andy Reid got hit by, what's his face, Kelsey last year?
Let me tell you something. Okay, you talk about teams with special teams coaches.
When he shoved him.
What about Danny Smith in Pittsburgh for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Let me give you a stat from statistician Corey Marino on our show.
Thank you.
49ers, offense third in the NFL, defense fourth in the NFL, special teams 31st. How many teams are in the NFL? Was it like
32 teams?
All right,
okay,
so now look at Pittsburgh. What's your thought there? Special teams pretty good.
Well, Russell Wilson's getting it together, and Mike Williams is another player. Now, why is a quarterback, when he was traded to the Jets, for Aaron Rodgers to come out in a post-game interview and says, Mike Williams ran the wrong route? I would never say that about a receiver.
He said that about his own man.
It's the only teammate. You know, hey, take it. You know, let's go.
That's a little scary.
I think it's just they're losing it fast in New York with the Jets. And, you know, as much as we love Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, I mean, I just don't think his attitude, okay, it doesn't instill cohesiveness and camaraderie with the team. Yeah. And as a result, Jackie, they're not playing well as a team. They're losing games. I mean, it's all falling apart.
You know, there's something inside of me, Vince, that wants to sympathize with Aaron Rodgers because of the pressure that he and all of the expectations that they have for him. There's something inside of me that says that this guy really wants to win and everything. But then there's something inside of me says that also says to me, you can't abandon all of the innate rules of a football team to get that done. I mean, you call it like you see it, but there was the shove with the head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, the head coach.
That was a bad sign.
The head coach is fired. Now you got a receiver running the wrong route, and then he is traded. Yeah.
And he was only with the team a week.
I mean,
you know, come on. Why don't they be smart like Pittsburgh did? Have him run a go route or a hitch. And what was the winning touchdown pass by Russell Wilson?
It was a go.
Go route.
Okay, yeah. He beat him on the go route.
And he hadn't been there 2 weeks.
Right.
So you think Aaron Rodgers is centering him too much.
That's a lot of pressure. Right. And Vince can talk about the pressure on the quarterback more than I can. I know there's pressure on me, but it took me a lot of years before I would admit that position was more valuable than mine. So there's a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and I can understand that. But you would think that Aaron, at this point in time, would be able to put
not a lot of control. I understand he bought some peanuts after the game. The guy didn't give him the correct change, and that peanut vendor has been fired.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, are you serious?
Aaron Rodgers. No, of course I'm not.
What the world?
Of course I'm not, Jackie. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. It's On Point Live. We'll be right back.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon.
So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, here every week at this time. Before we leave Arizona a little bit and also Philadelphia, when you talk about front office, and there are awards for guys in the front office, am I right, Vince?
Yeah, Executive of the Year Award. I mean, how always goes to a general manager. And, I mean, we've seen two great general managers just resurrect these two ball clubs. Who are they, Jackie?
Absolutely. Howie Roseman, yes. Roseman in Philadelphia.
Yep. Right.
And Monty Austinford over in Arizona. Now, let me just tell
Arizona
you about we saw what Roseman did in Philadelphia. But look at what Monty Austinford has done. Now, first of all, he was with – talk about a guy's influence, Bill Belichick's influence, right. And how it reaches all across this league and coaches and administrators and everybody else. Mm-hmm. This guy was over there for, what, 15 years under Bill Belichick.
Under Belichick,
yeah. He had more wins in that regime, 199, than anybody in the league. He had 16 playoff appearances. He had 4 Super Bowl wins. And now – I have to take my hat off to Michael Bidwell, the owner of the Arizona Cardinals. Why? Because what he did was he said, this is where I am. I'm in a division with Shanahan and Sean McVay. These are two of the bright young offensive minds in all of pro football right now. I've got to be able to counter them. So what does he do? He goes to Philadelphia and he hires their defensive coordinator.
Jonathan Gannon
as his head coach.
Unbelievable coach.
What have the results been? They beat the Rams 41-10 this year.
Yeah.
They beat the 49ers 24-23.
All division
Let
games.
Let me tell you what's
division
happening.
Division games.
I'll tell you what's happening there. Is this team has been resurrected. They have Kyler Murray as their quarterback they drafted. Okay, high from Oklahoma. And what they've done is they've made him very comfortable in the pocket and very comfortable running their offense. They do everything now. And that's a result of what Jonathan Gannon has employed to this team. Okay, they're playing great defense, and they're running the football. James Conner, I believe, is one of the best running backs in the NFL. They've got them running the football, playing basic football, fundamental football, and they're winning. Okay, they're in the West, okay, with 49ers, with the Rams, with Seattle, and they're top of the division. So, I mean, a lot of credit has to go to Austinford because what been able to bring to this team. I mean, Jonathan Gannon, they have a lot of respect for this coach, Jack. They're playing for this guy.
He had to be the top hire on their list because he's a young, bright defensive mind that proved that he could do it because he was just doing it in Philadelphia. He proved that he could do it. He brought a staff there together to build around him, and those guys are doing exactly what they needed them to do, and that's to stop the two offensive powerhouses in the NFC West and then to get Kyler Murray, you know, get him unhinged.
Yeah, what they beat the Rams, 41-10 or something early in the season?
41-10.
And then they beat the 49ers, 24-23.
And that was before, if I'm not mistaken, that was before the McCaffrey got hurt.
Yeah.
This guy knows how to play structure a defense to take away the strength, and Mr. Bidwell and his ownership group knew they needed to hire a guy like that.
They made
a great hire.
Watch out for him.
Arizona's starting to gel at the right time. Now, let's kind of look at some of the playoff pictures. It's starting to gel up a little bit. Let's go to the AFC and the West there a little bit. The Chiefs can't lose. Am I right?
Well, yeah. Look, these are my picks for the playoffs. I mean, these 7 teams from each conference are probably at top of the list, but it's pretty much everybody's consensus at this point. But the Chiefs obviously are there. The Ravens are there. The Pittsburgh is there. Okay. Buffalo in the East, I mean, they're pretty much way out front. Josh Allen's having a great season.
They play well together.
Now, look at these teams. All these teams play so well together, individually and collectively they play, okay? And then you have Houston. So these are all well-coached teams. They're all you have the Chargers as well. They're coming on.
And
so,
Denver on the outside edge.
Denver and Cincinnati.
Outside edge.
No. I mean, one of them is going to make it, either Denver or the Bengals. Mm-hmm. And they could be trouble, too. So all
Bengals
these teams are there.
Bengals could be good. Chargers definitely.
What do you think, Jackie? Good. About the same?
Well, yeah. You and I talked about this on the way in. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much in agreement. We're in agreement on that. I'm looking to see if there are going to be some late surges here by Denver. I think the Bengals need to clean up some of their stuff, even though they've been playing great football on the offensive side, been doing a good job protecting Joey.
He gets hit more than any quarterback in the league.
But he takes a licking.
Man,
he takes a licking.
Keeps on ticking.
And he keeps on ticking. That's what I want my quarterback.
Those of you Timex fans
right
out there.
I want my quarterback to be able to
take a licking. What time you got there, Jackie? What kind of watch you got?
I want him to be able to
take a
licking.
How about the NFC? Any teams?
You look at the NFC, you know, you got to go with Philadelphia. Yep. They're dominating pretty much the East there. And then Washington, Dan Quinn has got that young quarterback, Jaden Daniels, who's playing really well. So beyond
his
year.
Could he be a rookie of the year?
Heisman Trophy winner and all that. And then Arizona, you know, we just talked about them. San Francisco, now that they've got McCaffrey back, you know. And then in the North, you got Minnesota and you got Detroit. I mean, those are the teams. Green Bay is
not far back either.
Green Bay is there, but they're not right there with these two guys. And then Atlanta in the South. So it's going to be some interesting football played the last half of this season, Vince. And some of these teams over here that are marginal right now in my mind, they're going to have a chance to jump up looking at their schedules.
Yeah, some of the Ram fans might object to some of that, but Rams and in Green Bay maybe be the last wild card team. But I think the Rams are up against the eight ball, though, in the rest of the schedule. And I think some of these other teams are just coming on.
That was a tough loss for them.
Yeah, it was a tough loss. I can't even tell you what went wrong. It's just somehow
It was a homecoming.
Offensive line.
It was a homecoming for Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
And also for Jalen Ramsey, no?
Yes.
Yeah. They come back, and they had a great showing.
If you think about it, those two guys were two of the really great stars when the Rams won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, Odell Beckham before
they
got
to get them back together, and I think McVay's got a shot to do it. Let me ask you this question. My parents grew up in Chicago. Any chance for the Bears? They started off unbelievably well, and now they're losing left and right, and it looks like New England's coming back a little bit.
They just let go of their offensive coordinator.
Who are the Bears?
He played for the Seattle. He was a Seattle coach. But I think
Waldrum.
And now they've got Smith. They brought Smith, who's a running back.
Brown.
Yeah. Oh, Brown.
Yes.
Brown. And I think he's going to make a big difference. For Kalen Williams.
We were listening to him on the way in, Vince, and, you know, we heard what McVay had to say about him, how he was self-motivated and bright and just went on and on and on in admiration for the guy. That's who's going to be calling the plays now. He was formerly the running backs coach with the Rams and the assistant head coach.
It's going to make a difference, I believe.
And they really think he's going to make a difference in Chicago. And you know, if he does no more than install a dominant run game, I think that would be more than enough, because you can't just have a quarterback sitting back there winging it all the time expecting to win ball games. You got to be able to beat people up physically.
2024, the run game is back. Now, let's talk about the Chargers. Harbaugh has really brought these guys kind of back. They're playing pretty well. What about the quarterback there? Herbert's looking
Justin
good.
Justin Herbert. They haven't condensed in what he does in the offensive scheme. Well, they don't expect a whole lot of different things. Like, he doesn't have to be the guy to go out and win every game, okay? They want to be able to play defense. They want to win games maybe on a field goal. They don't have to drive back. They want to be able to run the football, which they're doing a better job of. They're really concentrated up front for pass protection. But you can see in last week's game how talented a quarterback he really is.
Oh, yeah.
When they ask him, and Jim Harbaugh has really said it, he's the best quarterback I think I've ever seen. And I'm so glad I'm with him on this team.
That's what he said. He said, this is the best quarterback that I've ever coached.
Right. All right, let me ask you guys a question about coaching and players. Mm-hmm. Because the players sometimes start to yell at their coach. The coach makes a lot less money than the players make. So this is a problem not only in football, but in baseball with the managers. And you got to be the new coach or the new manager for the new millennial, knowing you got these high-priced players that are out there, like Aaron Rodgers. Look at, he got the coach fired there in New York. Yeah, you know, but then you get a guy like Harbaugh.
What made you say he got the coach fired? What was it that made you say that he got the coach?
Well, the incident they had.
Was there one event in your mind that occurred?
He seems to, you know, there's comments being made. And I respect Aaron Rodgers, and he comes out with some comments and things of that nature. But if you're going to have if you're the owner of the team and you got this coach making X amount and this and a player making this amount, you're probably going to go with the guy making this amount because you've had more invested in there. Mm-hmm. And so look at the changes they've made. They bring in the players.
Wait, let me ask you this question. Why do you need to make a change?
You don't.
Why do you need to make a change?
Yeah. I don't think
unless,
you should be changing
unless you see that there is a problem between the coach and the player.
There you go.
And that could have easily have been manifested.
That we don't know about.
As Vince pointed out to me, when Aaron shoved the coach, when he shoved
there you go.
Salah.
It was
you
a lack of respect,
the coach.
I think.
What did you think when you saw that, Vince?
It wasn't a good scene. It was a bad scene to begin with. A lack of respect, in my estimation. But I'm telling you, who are you going to blame for the downfall of a team? It's either the head coach or the quarterback, okay? So, I mean, if you're looking at Woody Johnson, the owner, you're going to say, well, I spent $100 million for this guy and $10 million for that. I have to fire the coach. So he's not going to fire the player. But
I'm not going to throw away the $50
some
million.
Some guys today, I think, Jackie, because of the amount of money that some of these guys make, like I mean, $50 million.
Right.
Like, okay, maybe they feel entitled or some sort. But, you know, they don't want to listen to a coach. I mean, our good friend Jeff Relich coached, and he ran into some players that thought they were making too much, and they didn't want to listen to the coach. How often do we see this? Maybe that's happening through some of these things, which I don't care what ranking you are. You always pay respect to your coach.
You have to.
You always do.
Yeah.
And you got a respectful coach on the Rams. What happened to them and the Dolphins? Let's take that.
Well, okay, the Dolphins out-executed. The Rams were just shot themselves in the foot. I mean, the guy that really sticks out in my mind is Joshua Cardy, the kicker. He kicked 5 field goals.
Yeah,
he missed one. It was over 50 yards, but you know, he kicked 5. Where's the Rams' offense? They're poor in the red zone, Jack. They can't score in the red zone, so they weren't sharp. Let's face it.
It's almost like they were asleep somewhat.
Tua and the coach for the Dolphins, I mean, they were prepared for this game. And they came out and they executed. They were more efficient, Jackie. They were just more efficient. And I loved the versatility, what they did with Tyreek Hill at the end of the game. Boy. Not his touchdown pass.
Who wasn't supposed to play, by the way.
He came out and played sparingly. I mean, they didn't put him down the field a whole lot, which I thought they should have taken more shots down the field. They ran a motion with him at the end of the game to seal the field goal and put him out there on an option screen, and he got 5 yards, which was probably the biggest 5 yards you could ever imagine. And they kicked the winning field goal, and they went up by 2 scores. So that was the game.
When I looked at the Rams yesterday, I thought they did the players did a really good job in their offensive line of trying to get synchronized because, you know, they've had a lot of injuries. They were reintroducing guys back into the lineup that were starters earlier in the year. And in one case, the guy was reintroduced back into the line at a different position, talking about Avia, who started off at center. Now they put him at guard. But then the other guy, Jonah, who came over from Detroit, they started him at center. And I think he has been a guard most of his career. So you got all of that going on. Then you take Joe Noteboom, who at one point in time was their left tackle. You put him on the right side. And not that he's not capable. Not all of those guys are capable players. But when you put them at all these different positions and you expect them to compete against pros, you know, you're gonna expect some problems to show. They're not gonna be cohesive.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda. I think they should have won this game because now it's gonna be tough for them to. You know, they kind of pooped out at the beginning. They sort of gelled. They got to keep going right now if they want to have a chance. And their schedule, you mentioned, Vince, we got about 30 seconds here in this segment. Tough one.
Well, other teams are getting better too, Michael. As you can say, they got to play the 49ers again. They got to play Arizona again. They got to play Seattle. And Arizona is getting better by the day. I mean, the 49ers now are back at full strength with Christian McCaffrey. So, you know, it's a tough schedule no matter how you look at it.
And they got to listen to Jackie Slater next week on Point Live, so they better win.
Their defense.
Can't keep going.
I like their defense, though.
All right, we're going to take a little break. The show is On Point Live. Check us out on our website, onpointlive.com. And we'll be right back with our closing segment. We're going to talk John Robinson. Stay with us here on Point Live.
Wow.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. We lost a great one. John Robinson passed away, age 89. You guys played for him, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Jackie, start with you.
Yeah, I played for John his whole NFL tenure at the Rams there. And, you know, So I played for him for 9 years, and I was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in my first year of eligibility. And there were two people that I considered to have present me, and John Robinson was the guy. And the reason why is because of all the head coaches that I had, five different head coaches, including Chuck Knox twice. John Robinson was the only head coach that handpicked his captains, and at least three of them every year were offensive linemen. And he preached to his teams that so goes this offensive line, so goes our football team. So he important my position, and I had so much respect for him for that.
And he came to the Rams 1983 when he took over for Ray Malavasi, you know, after our run for the Super Bowl, and he really kept our team at the top level of competition, and he drafted Eric Dickerson. He was a firm believer in running the football. He drafted him second pick in the 1983 draft, and Eric ran for over 2,100 yards. A lot of it had to do because of John Robinson's background and his love for running the football. Throwing the football, it was exciting as well, because when you can run the football that well, everything opens up in the passing game. But you know what I loved about John Robinson is he was a class guy, Jackie.
And yes, he was.
He always represented himself with class, with dignity, and he always let the players – he would coach you hard, And then he would just rely on you to get the job done on when Sunday. It came on Sunday. On
Two Sunday. Stints at USC, came to the Rams in 83 under his leadership. Rams, the playoff contender. What, six playoff games were in, huh? Two NFC championships games. So, and you mentioned Eric Dickerson. He was brought in that running game.
And what you didn't mention about Eric is that Eric Dickerson has the single – he has the rookie rushing record that's been in place since his rookie year. And the following year, he had the single season rushing record that's been in place all of this time.
And that was Riola John Robinson.
Yeah, and then think about the guys he coached at SC. Charles White, Marcus Allen. I mean, just –
great years.
The guy knew how to put together.
We're going to wrap it, guys. Next week, we'll be here. We want you to go to our website, onpointlive.net. Onpointlive.net. Check out our podcast there and so much more. See you next week.